Support for Switched On Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace makes it easy to create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniels, Tennessee Honey, and Cult Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Welcome to a mini episode of Switched On Pop, miniature because only one of us is here today, and that's me, Nate Sloan. Hi, everyone. And I want to address a phenomena that's occurring before our very ears that no one, so far as I know, has addressed. It doesn't have a name as such, but we might call it the final dropout. Everyone is doing it, from Taylor Swift,
and I'll write your name,
to One Republic,
the lessons I've learned,
to One Direction,
let me kiss you,
to Rihanna,
music, 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 music,
and many, many more who can't be listed here. And it's the technique of when you reach the final lyric of a song, instead of ending as you might expect most songs to end, certainly classical composers have been ending songs for nigh on a few centuries with the biggest, fullest possible texture, tutti, every instrument sounding at once, announcing, yes, you have definitively reached the end of this song. This technique does something quite the opposite. It reduces the texture to a single voice. The pop star alone in the wilderness, surrounded not by the orchestral forces, but silence.
Support for Switched On Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace has all the tools you need to create a home on the web. You can create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Squarespace also supports all forms of connecting with those people, whether you're selling products online or in person or offering memberships. You can make your website look exactly how you want it. They even have tools to help you create a custom logo, and they make it easy to create a place for people to schedule an appointment with you, browse your services, or learn more about why you do what you do. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For a moment, you're in your car, at work, at the pool, in surgery. Wherever you're listening to Swift, Gaga, 1D. And then all of a sudden, it's like you're alone with them. This is a very intimate moment. And why is this happening? Why does Taylor Swift end a song like Trouble with just her voice? I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble. One possibility would be that this is a way to convey your personality, your individuality, to give listeners a sense of who you are, ending the song with the most untrammeled version of yourself, your voice alone. But perhaps a slightly more cynical and commercially minded take would be that this is actually a really effective way to move from one song to another on the radio. DJs must love this final dropout because when they get to the end of the song, all they have to do in order to transition to the next song is immediately start playing it. There's no fade outs to deal with. There's no stings, which is the term that refers to an abrupt ending. It's a really seamless way to move from one song to another because you're pivoting on just the voice. And it's not, say, as schizophrenic of a move to shift from the aural assault of a Lady Gaga song to the comfortable ballad of One Republic, for instance. This final dropout provides a bridge to move from one song to the other while still maintaining the identity of each performer. So if we look at it in this way, maybe the final dropout is an example of pop music's form, its very construction, being beholden to the medium in which it is mainly presented, which remains radio for the most part. Though this could also apply to creating a Spotify playlist or Pandora or whatever. Artists and producers might recognize that their songs are rarely heard in a vacuum. They're often heard sandwiched between two other songs, and the more effectively they can place their song in whatever context it's going to and give that song a strong identity all its own, the more people are going to want to listen to it again. So next time you hear a final dropout, first of all, shoot me an email because I want to make a list of every time this has ever happened. And maybe ask yourself, why is this song doing this? Is this an artistic choice? Is this a commercial choice? Or is it a little bit of both? Until next time, I humbly remain your resident musicologist here at Switched on Pop, Nate Sloan. As always, you can check us out on iTunes or at switchedonpop.com or tweet at us at switchedonpop. Oh, and thanks for listening.
Support for Switched on Pop comes from Squarespace. Squarespace is an all-in-one platform that you can use to build a website and help people find your ventures. Whether you're seeking a location for your podcast, teaching language courses, or selling handcrafted ceramics, Squarespace makes it easy to create a polished, professional place that connects people with whatever it is you're excited about. Visit squarespace.com/onpop for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use offer code ONPOP to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.